And this important question brought about an answer that gave us the most important principle.
换句话说，摩西说：“你是上帝，你是谁？你名叫什么？我怎么交代你是谁，才我到他们中间去呢？”
Moses asked God, "Who are you? How do I tell people what your title is?"
这时候，神启示者的身份就解出来了。
And right here we see the manifestation of God as the revealer.
上帝说你去告诉以色列人,
and God said, go tell the Israelites
是我差遣你,
that I have sent you.
你问我的名字吗?
Are you asking my name?
我告诉你我就是我永恒存在的那一位。
Let me tell you that I am self-existing.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
这句话是所有的经典从来没有出现的事情。
This is something that all other religious scripture lack.
印度的奥义书从来没有这样的话。
The Hindu scripture would not have this.
佛教所有的经典从来没有这样的话。
All Buddhist scripture would not have this.
在回教里面的话语没有这样的词句。
And also not found in the Islamic world.
全世界所有的圣经没有这样一句话。
All holy scriptures of the world would lack this.
除了新旧有神的话以外。
Other than the Old and the New Testament, the Word of God.
上帝说, I am who I am.
And God said, I am that I am.
这句话翻译成中文的时候,
in the Chinese translation,
很谨慎的, 很准确的把它真正的意义把它带出来了。
It was very cautious and the true meaning was expressed.
所以中文翻译成, 上帝说, 我是自由永有的上帝。
In the Chinese translation, God said, I am self-existing and everlasting.
相信翻译, 中文圣经的那些经学家实在是非常敬畏上帝，非常谨慎，也非常尽责任把它翻出来了。
I believe that those who translated this verse was very cautious and was very responsible.
什么叫做 I am who I am 呢？
What does I am who I am mean?
你用英文看，这里是现代的词。
If you look at in an English language, it's present tense.
I am who I am.
I am who I am.
所以这个 I am 就是我永恒的现在。 永恒的永存，是永恒的主动的永存者。
This I am refers to someone who is eternal and is always at the present.
你不能这样讲的。
You can unqualify to say this.
因为你，人家问你你是什么？
If people were to ask you who are you?
你说 I am a man.
You say I'm a man.
差不多问你。 50年前你是什么?
Many people will ask you 50 years ago, what are you?
你就不能说 I am, 你只能说 I was a boy.
You say I was a boy.
So I was, I am, I shall be.
I was, I am, I shall be.
当你把自己的存在的过程讲出来的时候,
when you are trying to express the process of your existence,
你就承认你有过去式, 有现在式, 有未来不知式。
You are expressing that you had a past, you had the present, and you have an unknown future.
You confess, you are in the process.
你是在整个过程当中。
所以你在过程中间, 你就不知道以后变成什么。
Therefore, you won't know what will happen in the future.
所以我们就从这里得到一个结论。
So we have a conclusion here.
Anyone and anything which is in process is not the absolute one.
所有在过程当中的人或者事都不是绝对的。所以没有一个在过程中的是绝对的。 So if you're in the process, you cannot be absolute.
除了上帝亲自进入过程，道成肉身在历史上的显现的耶稣以外。
Other than Jesus, the absolute one who entered into the process himself.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以在新约圣经里面只有一个人讲 I am, 就是耶稣基督。
So in the New Testament, only one person would declare I am, and that's Jesus Christ.
摩西问, 上帝你名叫什么的时候,
and when Moses asked God, what is your name?
上帝说, I am who I am.
And God said, I am who I am.
当耶稣基督宣称自己是神的时候,
when Jesus declared himself to be God,
他又提到 I am.
He also mentioned this.
这个在希腊文里面,
in Greek,
所以表达的就是希伯来文在摩西问上帝的答案里面的意义完全一样。
The meaning expressed was the same as when Moses asked God,
I mean I go. 我就是,
I am.
我存在,
I exist.
我是永恒存在的,
I exist eternally.
所以耶稣在表达这个词句用了很多次的这种自称。
And Jesus expressed this many different times.
他最重要的这个自称是什么呢?
And the most important one,
就是当他对犹太人说, 你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕, 仰望我的日子, 从远处看见, 他就欢喜。
It was he declared to the Jews that your ancestor Abraham worshipped me from afar.
犹太人问耶稣说, 你还没有五十岁, 你见过亚伯拉罕吗？
And the Jews asked Jesus, you're not even 50 years, so have you seen Abraham?
他们心里想这个人神经病了。
They must have thought that he was crazy.
什么你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕见到我，这个在讲什么？
How can you tell me that my ancestor Abraham have seen you?
今天我如果对你说，我从前跟苏格拉底在一起的时候。
If I were to tell you, in the past I was with Socrates.
还有一次呢，孔子跟我一同喝咖啡。
And there was once Confucius had coffee with me.
那么你们说你这个唐崇荣是不是神经病的？
You would think Stephen Tong is crazy.
所以他们就问他说，你还没有五十岁，你见过亚伯拉罕吗？
So they ask him, you're not even 50, how can you have met Abraham?
那么耶稣怎么回答他呢？
And the answer from Jesus.
对不起，我讲错了，不是那个亚伯拉罕，是我隔壁那个亚伯拉罕。
Was it my neighbor Abraham?
不是的。
No.
耶稣回答什么呢？
Jesus answered.
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly I say to you.
在还没有亚伯拉罕以前。
Before Abraham.
就有了我。
I am.
他这句话用英文来讲是怎么讲的呢？
In English.
Truly I say unto you.
实实在在告诉你。
Before Abraham was.
在亚伯拉罕还没之前。
I am.
我已经在了。
你明白了吗？
Do you understand this?
Abraham was.
So Abraham was.
是过去的那一位。
The past.
I am.
But I am.
是永存的这一位。
It's the eternal present.
所以耶稣不是时态错乱。
It was not that he was confused about
the time. 耶稣不是先后捣乱。
It was not that Jesus was not aware of the order.
耶稣是以永恒者的身份进到过程中间的独一的一位。
But he was the only one, the eternal one entering into the process.
所以他告诉你，世界所有的人都会过去，我是永远存在不过去的那一位。
And so he is declaring that all things will pass away except him.
Before Abraham was.I am.
亚伯拉罕还没在之前，我已经存
在。有一次我在加拿大一个小城市布道的时候。
Once I was preaching in a small city in Canada.
那么上台以前，我就在旁边那个牧师的小房间里面在那里祷告。
And I was praying in the side room before I entered the pulpit.
等时间到了，我就出去。
When the time was up, I went up.
当我要上台的时候。
Before I went up to the pulpit.
我看见这个牧师的办公室有一个小小的玻璃镜框，里面有一句，我吓了一跳。
I saw this little inscription on a mirror in the room. I was astonished.
里面怎么讲呢？
The inscription said,
Are you afraid of your future?
你会不会为你的未来觉得恐惧？
我心里想，当然嘛，每一个人对未来都会怕的嘛。
So I thought, yeah, everyone is afraid.
但那一句话下面一句话，我吓了一跳。
But there was another script.
前面说，
The earlier one said,
Are you afraid of your future?
你对未来觉得恐惧吗？
下面一句话说什么？
And the following phrase,
I was there.
我曾经在那里。
Your future,
你的未来。
I was there,
我曾经在那里。
这个很奇怪哈。
It's very curious.
你的未来是我过去的。
Your future is my past.
好像一个老人家对孩子说。
Like an elderly person telling a child.
你很怕你的爱人丢掉你，失恋的痛苦吗？我是过恋。
Are you afraid that you'll be jilted in the future? I have been jilted before.
你还没有发生的未来。
The future that hasn't happened yet.
你挂虑你惧怕的还没有发生的将来。
The future that you are anxious about.
是我曾经经历过得胜过的事情。
Is something I've experienced a victory over.
这种的了解呢。
Such understanding.
没有一种宗教里面的信仰有的。
Cannot be found in any other faith.
只有在这本新旧约的圣经里面你看出来的。
You can only find it in this Bible, the Old and the New Testament.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以呢，耶稣基督说我就是的时候。
When Jesus Christ declared, I am.
他是说 Before Abraham was, I am.
在亚伯拉罕还没存在之前，我就是。
我是比亚伯拉罕更早存在，在亚伯拉罕过去之后，人就存在。我是永远存在，超过时态，超过历史程序那一位永存者。
I'm the eternal one that existed before Abraham and after Abraham has passed and forever and evermore.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以摩西问上帝的时候。
So when Moses asked God.
神就这样回答。
And that was how God answered him.
那么现在你听了这一大段以后呢。
After you heard all this.
我们回头来做一个结论。
We can then have a conclusion.
不神信仰的宗教。
A faith that is monotheistic.
就成为唯一。有启示原则的宗教
becomes the only religion that has revelation of God.
这样与所有亚洲远东所产生的宗教不同的地方
the difference between this and all faith from far east.
孔子没有说上帝启示我
Confucius never declared he received word from God.
那么孔子所教导的关于道关于神的真理是怎么来的呢？
What about all the things that he has taught?
他承认这是人不能达到的。
He himself admit that this is not human.
孔子很诚实地说, 自为知, 不知为, 不知是知也。
And Confucius honestly said, if you should say what you know and do not say what you do not know.
我只能讲我知道的。
I can only teach you what I know.
我没有办法讲我不知道的。
I cannot teach you things I do not know.
孔子是不能讲天道, 只能讲人道。
He cannot talk about heaven, he can only teach about relationships.
这是他唯一知道的道。
This is the only thing he knows.
中国人的文字是很美的。
Chinese language is beautiful.
你知不知?
Do you know?
知什么?
Know what?
知道。
You know 道。
所以道就是我们知识真正的对象。
And this is what we want to know.
那么孔子知的道是什么? 知道。
And what sort of reasoning does he know?
能知的道是人道。 不能知的道是天道。
He cannot know about heaven, he only knows about man.
所以他就是止不语怪力乱神。
And so he said, I am not going to talk about all these supernatural
things. 天道我不懂呢?
Why would I not know about heaven?
因为上天没有告诉我啊。
Because heaven never revealed to me.
我自己想又想不来啊。
I cannot figure it out.
所以他去找老子。 因为老子比他老，叫做老子。
So he went to look for 老子。
那老子也不知道。
But 老子 would not know too.
所以老子就用他自己的想象为道做一个讲述。
And he tried to explain it based on his own imagination.
他用这辈的口气对孔子说。
He rebuked Confucius.
如果你不是除去你的骄傲、你的淫志、你这种错误的态度，你是没有办法明白道的。
You cannot understand Tao if you don't get rid of your arrogance and your errors.
那我们就怀疑，如果一个人很谦卑，就一定能够明白道吗？
Does that mean that with great humility you can understand the way?
是不是等于孔子的方法，哎，老子的方法论是告诉我们人的态度决定神要不要启示他呢？
Does Tao mean that our attitude determines whether God will give us revelation?
这不是圣经的教训。
This is not biblical.
神要启示谁？
To whom God will reveal?
神就启示谁？
God will just do it.
神要怜悯谁？
To whom God will have compassion?
神就怜悯谁？
God will give compassion.
亚洲东方所有的宗教系统都没有上帝的启示。
So all Asian religious systems do not have the revelation of God.
所以老子不是上帝给中国的一个古代的先知。
Laozi is not a prophet from God.
这不过是人对上帝普遍启示一个普遍恩典所产生的回应而已。
He was just a response towards God's common grace and common revelation.
那感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
神借着亚伯拉罕。
Through Abraham.
把多神信仰建立在人类的宗教舞台的上面。
God established the monotheistic faith on humanity.
这就是希伯来文化对全世界的宗教最伟大的贡献。
And this became the greatest contribution of the Hebrew culture.
上帝是亚伯拉罕的上帝。
That God is the God of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的生命中间充满了信仰的原则。
And his life was filled with the principles of faith.
神是独一的。
That God is one.
神是创造的。
God is the creator.
神是救赎的。
God is the savior.
神是启示的。
God reveals.
神是应许的。
God promises.
神是要把救赎的恩典带到人间的。
God will bring the grace of salvation to man.
亚伯拉罕信独一的上帝。
Abraham believed in one God.
亚伯拉罕信创造的上帝。
He believed in the creator God.
亚伯拉罕信救赎的上帝。
Abraham believed in the saving God.
亚伯拉罕信应许的上帝。
Abraham believed in the God who promises.
亚伯拉罕信带领人类知道末世的上帝。
He believed in the God that will lead us into eternity.
所以这是最伟大的对神的信仰的内容。
All these most important contents of faith.
都在亚伯拉罕跟随主、顺从主、敬拜主的原则里面。
were found in the principles of Abraham as he was obedient to God through his life.
上帝是亚伯拉罕的上帝。
So God is the God of Abraham.
你说我怎么知道亚伯拉罕信一个创造的主呢？
How do we know that God believed, Abraham believed in the creator God?
除了多神信仰以外，
other than monotheistic faith,
上帝的创造的观念也只有在旧约的圣经里面产生出来。
The concept of creation by God can only be found in the Old Testament.
不是在中国的文化里面。
Not in Chinese culture.
不是印度的宗教里面。
Not in Hindu religion.
这是希伯来文化对全世界的第二个大的贡献。
This is the second great contribution of Hebrew culture.
不但神是独一的神。
Not only that there is one God.
神是创造的神。
He is a creator.
创造这个观念在希伯来要表达的是什么呢？
In creation, what does the Hebrew culture want to express?
这亚伯兰信仰里面一个很重要的原理。
This is an important part of Abraham's faith.
亚伯兰所信的上帝。
The God that Abraham believed in.
是有无。 变有的上帝。
It's a God that will make something out from nothing.
从没有变成有。
From nothing to something.
你说中国的老子好像也讲这句话。
老子 seems to say the same thing.
万物起有，有起无。
He says all things come from something, the something come from nothing.
所以呢 ，from nothing come to something, and something becomes everything. 所以无变成有呢，是一个过程。
It is a process from nothing to something.
有变成另外的万有是一个进化。
And from something to all things is an evolution.
老子不但是相信从没有变成有。
So 老子 not only believe that there is something from nothing.
老子也相信从有变成一切的万有。
He also believes that from something it becomes all things.
但是请你注意，老子就没有用创造者跟他创造那个死无变有的这三个观念没有存在。
But he does not have the concept of creator, the creation process, and something from nothing to something.
所以亚伯拉罕才是真正信仰之父。
So Abraham was the true father of faith.
所以呢，罗马书第四章告诉我们
，Romans chapter 4 says，
在亚伯拉罕面前
，before Abraham，
他所信的上帝
，the God he believed in，
是实无变有的上帝
，is a God that will make something out from nothing。
这个在拉丁文里面叫做。Creatio ex nihilo.
In Latin, it's creatio ex nihilo.
Creation out from nothingness.
就是从没有变成有的创造。
本来没有的。
It doesn't have.
神的创造就变成有了。
And because of creation, it came about.
亚伯拉罕的信仰。
The faith of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕所信的上帝。
The God he believed in.
是创造者这位上帝。
Is a creator God.
不但如此
Not only that.
罗马书第四章又告诉我们
Romans chapter 4 also says
亚伯拉罕所信的上帝
The God that Abraham believed in
是起死回生的上帝
Is a God that resurrects the dead.
他 resurrected people from dying to become alive.
从死而起死复活
所以这样的亚伯拉罕的上帝不但是创造者的上帝
And so this God is not only a creator.
上帝也是一个救赎者这位上帝
He is also the savior.
因为他把有带到没有的中间来
He brought something out from nothing.
这个叫做创造
This is creation.
他把生命带到死亡的中间来
And he brought life into death.
这个就是救赎
This is salvation.
所以他是已经死的得出新的生命
He gave life to that which was already dead. 他是
没有的变成有
And he made something out from nothing.
要不然不但相信上帝的创造，又相信上帝赐生命给人。
And so not only did Abraham believe God creates, he also believed God gave life.
所以你说在亚伯兰的生平中间，我们怎么看出罗马书所归纳的这两件事情
？But in the life of Abraham, how do we know these two things?
亚伯兰信上帝。
That Abraham believed in God.
信上帝的应许。
And he believed in his promises.
所以上帝对他说：“明年你的妻子要怀孕生子。”
God said to him that next year your wife will have a son.
这时候对亚伯拉罕来说，他早就不可能了。
But it was physically impossible for Abraham.
他的身体已经死了。
He had a dead body.
他的妻子停经很久了。
And the wife was barren for many years.
这样一对夫妇是不可能做父母、做母亲的。
So physically it was impossible.
上帝说，在上帝没有难成的事情。
But God said, "In God, nothing is impossible."
所以第二年
，So the second year,
以撒就生下来。
Isaac was born.
因为亚伯兰信上帝
，Because Abraham believed in God.
上帝就因为他的信心称他为义。
And God counted that as righteous.
亚伯兰称义的时候
，And when he was made righteous,
律法还没有赐下来。
The laws were not given.
亚伯兰称义的时候
，When he was made righteous,
他还没有受割礼。
He was not circumcised.
神还没吩咐他要受割礼。
The command was not given yet.
所以呢，罗马书就这两件事情提到一个很重要的原则。
And Romans therefore give us two important principles.
亚伯兰称义是在他受割礼以前。
Abraham was made righteous before circumcision.
亚伯兰受割礼，亚伯兰被称义是律法赐下以前四百多年。
He was made righteous 400 years before the laws were given.
整个新约的立论的根基。
And it becomes the basis of the New Testament.
福音的元素了。
The essence of the gospel.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
我们不是因为受割礼而被称义的。
It means we are not made righteous by the circumcision.
我们也不是因为行律法而被称义的。
Oh, because we follow the laws.
所以这样整个犹太人以为他们有律法，他们有割礼， 他们就比外邦人更高一等，这个思想是完全错误的。
And the Jewish concept that because of circumcision and laws they were better than the Gentiles, these were wrong.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
亚伯拉罕称义了。
Abraham was made righteous.
上帝是亚伯拉罕的上帝。
And God is the God of Abraham.
第二，上帝是以撒的上帝。
God is also the God of Isaac.
当我们想到亚伯拉罕的时候
，When we think about Abraham，
想到个敬畏对于上帝有真正信仰顺从他伟大的一个先祖。
We think about a great ancestor that would lead a holy life and reveal God.
只有亚伯拉罕一个人是现在世界三大宗教同样尊重、同样敬仰的一个人。
And Abraham is honored by all three major faith in the world.
第二样
，Secondly，
上帝是以撒的上帝。
God is the God of Isaac.
那么以撒的生平有什么特点呢
？What's so special about the life of Isaac？
我告诉你，以撒的生平是非常一帆风顺。也是非常平凡无奇的生平。
Isaac had a very common lifestyle.
以撒一生有过很多的错误。
He made a lot of mistakes in his life.
他像他爸爸一样说谎，把太太当作妹妹。
Like his father, he told a lie. He thought he'd tell people that the wife is the sister.
他为了贪吃，叫他的孩子冒险去打猎，然后呢，就在这件事情上祝福错了另外一个人。
Because he was a glutton, he sent his son to hunt and bless the wrong son.
他以为我现在老了，我快要死了，给我吃吧。一个没有死以前想吃的人好不好啊？
He thought that he's getting old, so he wants good food.
他以为吃了就可以死了。
He thought he would die after that.
原来他吃了以后，又再活下去80年。
But he lived another 80 years after the food.
所以就是全本圣经里最伟大的吃补的一餐。
So it's the most important tonic in the Bible.
吃一餐再活80年。
He lived 80 years after the meal.
就实实在在，福建人说假大补。
So it's really beneficial.
除此以外，以撒有什么特别的
？What other special thing about
以撒的生命平淡无奇。
His life was pretty common.
以撒就代表了很多的基督徒在他一生中的信仰中间没有什么特别的事迹可以记载，就是成了我们的代表。
But he represents many Christians who live common life.
第三，亚伯拉罕的上帝，以撒的上帝。第三，上帝是雅各的上帝。
Thirdly, God is also the God of Jacob.
那么雅各是一个非常不平凡的人。
Jacob was a very unusual person.
因为他是很有才干的人。
He was very talented.
他是很有思想的人。
And had great thoughts.
也是诡计多端的人。
But also very deceiving.
很会说谎的人。
He lied all the time.
很会抓住机会的人。
But he grabbed hold of opportunity.
很会利用时机骗人的人。
And he would take hold of opportunity to lie.
很会讲话的人。
A person who is articulate.
很会装假的人。
A person who was able to lie.
上帝特别说了，上帝是雅各的上帝。
But God said he was the God of Jacob.
这句话就安慰我们这些坏蛋。
It's a comfort to all of us who are sly.
告诉雅各这面蒙上帝悦纳，神也不会丢弃我们。
It means that God will not forsake us.
所以你今天看见哈。
So you see today.
我今天在雅各四个妻妾生孩子争执的事情上，我不太多解释。
I don't explain too much on the children of Jacob.
我要告诉你，雅各在这里想了一个办法，就影响了整个历史中间对于胎教的研究。
But here we see a method of Jacob that influenced the way we would teach a fetus.
你怀孕的时候
，When you are pregnant，
你听什么音乐
？What sort of music do you listen to？
你交什么朋友
？What sort of friends you have？
你看什么书
？What sort of books you read？
你养成什么习惯
？What sort of habits you have？
你环境遇到什么事情
？What sort of environment you have？
对你要生的孩子的脾气跟他们的甚至体格都有关系。
Will all influence the fetus and the baby to come.
这个就是生理学
，this is
就是心理学
，has to do with psychology.
教育学里面
，and education
所讨论的胎教问题
，it's about infant education.
你知道不知道历史中间对胎教最先有思想的就是雅各
？And Jacob was the first who figured this out.
所以雅各说：“我在你面前，我要给你七副工价，到多久呢？我的舅父拉班呐、啊，让我回去吧。”我跟我的妻妾离开你，我要自己发展我的前途，不在你下面。
And Jacob said to Laban that he has to go with his wife and children and have his own work.
因为雅各受拉班十次改工价的欺骗。
He was deceived by Laban for 10 times as his salary changed.
所以当他要走的时候
，So when he was about to leave,
拉班说：“请求你在这里再做下去吧。”
Laban said, "Stay behind, work."
我老实告诉你
，Let me tell you honestly.
我仔细观察的结论，我看出来了。
I have observed you for a long time.
我今天财产这么多，不是因为我厉害，是因为你在我这里，你把福气带来的。
I know that you have brought blessings to me.
这样老实的老板是很少的。
Such an honest employer very hard to find.
没有一个人要替别人赚钱的。
No one will make money for other people.
每一个人如果发财，都以为是自己的功劳。
Everybody think that they become prosperous because of
themselves. 每一个人盼望别人替他做到死，就是给他每天够吃的薪水就够了。
We want people to work till death for us.
所以拉班在这方面还算是相当好、诚实的老板。
And so Laban was pretty honest.
他说我已经看出来了。
He said, "I have learned this."
我今天会发财。
That for me to be prosperous.
都是因为你在这里。
It was because of you.
是你把好运带来的。
You have brought blessings.
是你的上帝与你同在。
That God has blessed you.
所以我是因为你沾光的。
And so I enjoy this
because of you. 我是托你的福才发财的。
Because of you, I'm blessed.
那么既然我知道也承认了，我告诉你，请你不要走，好不好
？So I tell you this, please don't leave.
所以这样好意思要人让他继续发财下去。
He wanted him to continue to prosper, Laban.
雅各说：“你既然知道了，我现在就跟你讨价还价了。”
Jacob says, "Let's negotiate."
我在这里，上帝才赐福给你。
I'm here, so God will bless you.
但是上帝赐福赐福赐福，到最后全部你的，我又怎么样呢
？But in the end, I get nothing.
一个人一生孤孤单单的时候，可以不必想太多前途的问题。
When you are all by yourself, you don't have to think about the future.
但是有了妻子，有了孩子，怎么可以不讲收入，讲计较利润？讲我跟你工作的工资的问题呢
？But he got wives, a lot of children, so he has to think about them.
我没有需要，我的孩子要吃饭呐、啊。
Even if I have no need, my children need to eat.
他们病的时候要医药费啊。
They need medical bills.
所以他就对拉班说
：So he said to Laban,
我不要占你的便宜。
I don't want to take advantage.
其实他要讲的，你也不要占我的便宜。
In other words, don't take advantage of me.
这句话不容易讲。
But these are not easy to say.
所以他说：耶和华在你我中间鉴察。
So he said, "Let the Lord be our judge."
羊有点有纹有条的，这个比较少的。
Those sheep that has spots or stripes.
那么把自己分开来好不好
？We segregate them.
分开来有多的羊就是你的。
And those other sheep.
从今天开始的少的羊就是我的。
Because there are fewer sheep.
让他们分开。
Let them be segregated.
后来他们分群而牧羊，有三天路程那么远的地方。
And they were segregated 3 days journey apart.
那我牧你的羊。
I have a shepherd.
如果生的有条有纹的，就是我的。
I will get all the sheep that has spots or stripes.
那么这是很少的这种羊吗
？There are very few of such sheep.
所以如果没有的，就是你的。
Those that are clear, you can have them.
圣经在差不多四千年以前就记载这个事情了。
And so this is recorded about 4,000 years ago.
当母羊公羊交配的时候。
When the goats are mating,
雅各就想一个办法
Jacob thought of a way,
在这个河流那边插了树枝
He planted plants on the riverside,
是白条的
with streaks.
那么用这样的办法结果呢就那些看着这个不同景象生的孩子就变得不同了这个叫做第一次胎教出现在世界中间
And in the way the goats were born with stripes the first time education was given to the pregnant goats
我的孩子都很喜欢古典音乐
My children all love classical music.
因为当他妈妈怀他的时候，我就是听 Bach, Handel, Mozart, Beethoven, Mendelssohn, Wagner 这些东西。
Because when the mother was bearing them, I listened to all sorts of classical music.
这个不能说是没有关系的。
So there will be a relationship.
在他很小的婴孩胚胎的时候
，When they are still in their mother's womb,
就有这种影响的。
There will be some influence.
我告诉你一个很好笑的事情。
Let me tell you something quite funny.
连老鼠都会听音乐的。
Even the mouse will listen to music.
哥伦比亚大学曾经有一个实验。
Columbia University once did a research.
一只老鼠放在一个盒子里面。
They placed a rat on a box.
每天它吃了午饭以后。
After lunch every day.
就给它听 Johann Sebastian Bach 的音乐。
They let him listen to Bach music.
那就把一个小的 speaker 放在盒子的另外一端。
A speaker is placed in the box.
所以这个老鼠吃完了以后。
So after the food.
它跑来跑去跑去就在那边听音乐。
He listen to the music.
就听巴哈的音乐。
Bach music.
也慢慢习惯了。
After a while got used to it.
每天吃晚饭就去听巴哈的音乐。
After lunch you go and listen to Bach.
后天吃完了再去听巴哈的音乐。
The day after do the same thing.
那他们就做第二个实验。
Then they did another experiment.
就把另外一个老鼠放在另外一个盒子里面。
They placed another rat in another box.
每天吃饭饭里也给它播放 rock and roll 的音乐。
After food, they play rock and roll.
慢慢这个老鼠吃完了就听，跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳跳
And so the rap will go listen to rock and roll.
每天就去听 摇滚 音乐.
Every day.
有过了两个月以后呢,
After 2 months,
就把这两只老鼠拿出来,
they took out the 2 rats,
放这个大的盒子里面,
and they placed them in the large box.
盒子的这边是巴哈,
one has bath, one
另外一边是 rock and roll,
and rock and roll on the other side.
让两只老鼠走来走去,
and let the rats move around.
两种不同的音乐在两边,
with 2 different music.
所以这老鼠吃了饭以后呢,
After lunch,
他们就跑来跑去, 乱的, 因为两种声音嘛,
they get confused.
所以跑来跑去, 结果呢, 听巴哈的, 就贴住耳朵, 专听巴哈。
But the one that was trained to listen to Bach went to the Bach side.
听摇滚乐的, 就贴住耳朵, 听摇滚乐。
And the rock and roll one went to the rock and roll side.
以后呢, 他们就把第三只, 中立的老鼠,
then they place a neutral rat,
没有听什么音乐的,
that doesn't listen to any music,
就放进去,
put it in the box.
放进去, 他看见两个朋友跑来跑去找他们的音乐,
when he saw the other rats looking for music,
他就东跟西随,
and he just follow along.
跑了很久以后呢,
after a while,
最后这个老鼠选择, 巴哈的音乐.
In the end, the rat chose Bach.
所以我告诉你,
I tell you this,
如果你不爱古典音乐, 你连老鼠都不如。 所以你们好好培养你的文化生活。
So you need to like us again.
这些的习惯呢, 会影响生命、思想、原理、个性的。
This type of habit will influence the rest of your life.
这是后天习得性的事情。
This is something that comes later.
圣经竟然记载这个事情。
But the Bible recorded this.
上帝不但是亚伯拉罕的上帝,
that God not only is the God of Abraham,
上帝也是以撒的上帝,
He is the God of Isaac,
上帝也是雅各的上帝,
also the God of Jacob.
亚伯兰是信心伟人,
Abraham was a great man of faith,
以撒是平凡无奇的人,
Isaac a common man,
雅各是诡计多端的人,
Jacob devious,
上帝是他们的上帝,
but God is the God of all of them.
那么这样就结束了,约瑟不必再讲了,
then we don't have to talk about Joseph anymore.
大概你做基督徒就在这三类里面了,
as a Christian you will be one of the three.
你像亚伯兰有信心的人呢,
maybe you are faithful like Abraham,
或者你像以撒的 平顺无奇的人呢,
or common like Isaac,
或者你像雅各诡计多端的人,
or devious like
雅各是绝顶聪明的人,
he was smart.
他用插枝在这个水中仰看的交配生的孩子就不一样了,
and he used all these branches in the water to influence the next generation.
拉班根本没有这种聪明,
but Laban was not so intelligent,
所以他就看奇怪, 这种的越来越多, 我的越来越少, 为什么呢?
And he suddenly discovered more and more spotted goats were born.
原来上帝不但赐福给雅各,
not only did God bless Jacob,
上帝也赐他一个特别的思想, 想出特别的办法, 产生特别的恩典,
and God gave him special methods to get special grace.
所以神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝,
and so God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们今天要把这三个的生平做一个结束的时候,
when we want to conclude the 3 lives of these people,
不久以后我们要讲到约瑟的事情了,
we will then reach Joseph.
我今天做一个结论,
and so I will do a summary.
神借着亚伯拉罕,
through Abraham,
领受应许,
Abraham received the promise,
应许之子,
and there will be a son of promise,
产生蒙爱的雅各,
and Jacob,
生下少支派,
and the 12 tribes,
就从一个人变成一个大族,
from one person come a great nation.
雅各有12个孩子,
Jacob has 12 sons,
流便、西面、犹大、利未、但、亚瑟、加特、以撒加、西布伦、 拿弗他利、约瑟、便雅悯, 这12个孩子就变成以色列的12个支派,
and the 12 sons become the 12 tribes of Israel.
而雅各上帝亲自对他说, 你要改名, 你变成以色列,
and God said to Jacob to change his name to Israel.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
我要你成为上帝的皇太子,
I want you to be the crown prince of God.
Ezra的意思就是王子,
Israel means prince.
El 的意思就是 Elohim, 就是上帝,
and El refers to Elohim, which is
God. You no more call Jacob, you will call the Israel.
你的名字现在是以色列,
上帝要从这个家族里面预表神的儿女在人间,
and from this family God wants to show that God's people is all about us.
今天我们是谁?
Who are we today?
我们是基督徒,
we are Christians.
基督徒是谁?
What are Christians?
信耶稣基督的权柄, 被称为上帝的儿子的人,
we are people who believe in Jesus Christ and therefore are called children of God.
严格地说起来,
strictly speaking,
以色列十二支派就代表上帝所有的儿女在教会里面的情形,
the 12 tribes of Israel represent all the people of God in his church.
You no more call Jacob, Your name will be changed into Israel. The children of God. The crown prince of God.
上帝的皇太子,
我给你权柄,
I give you the authority
上帝的儿女,
to be children of God.
旧约就预备了新约了,
and the Old Testament prepares the new.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
求主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us all.
给我们在以后的几世,
that in the next few sessions,
在雅各的生平中间,
in the life of Jacob,
看见他的个性怎么样奋力抓住上帝, 成为神心中所爱的人。
We can see how he grabbed hold of the opportunity to become beloved of God.
蒙恩不是因为他特别圣洁,
he received grace not because he was most holy.
蒙恩不是因为他特别好,
or that he was a specially good person.
蒙恩因为他抓住上帝,
he received grace because he grabbed hold of the opportunity.
然后把雅各生命讲完以后,
and when we finish with his life,
我们就看上帝怎么训练他的百姓在受苦中间成为被雕塑的完全人。
We will see how God will make His people perfect through trials and difficulties.
我们这个查经会啊,
this expository preaching,
我不会一直讲到这个启示录, 那是我死都讲不完的。
I'm not going to be able to reach Revelation.
我把创世纪跟出埃及记重点讲到十条诫命以后, 我就要结束。
I will end when we reach the Ten Commandments in the Exodus.
然后看上帝怎么再带领我,
and then see how God will lead us.
今天这一堂是一个关键性, 明白上帝在亚伯兰、以撒、雅各身上怎样称为他们的上帝。
And this evening session is crucial because it helps us to understand why God is the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
求主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us.
给我们对神的信仰,
that our faith towards him,
对神的启示,
his revelation,
对先祖的生平,
towards the time of our ancestors,
整个救恩过程的预备,
how the whole salvation was prepared for us,
原则性的了解,
that we will have the in principle understanding.
愿上帝赐福给我们,
may the Lord bless us all.
我们低头祷告,
let us pray.